It's too wet to paint the shed today. Oh, yes, I said that yesterday and the yesterday before that. It's too wet to paint the shed. The truth is, I didn't want to paint the shed enough. Yes, the shed needed painting. Yes, the shed looked as if it was in quite a bad way. And one big long piece of wood was falling off it. Definitely it looked uncared for. Now, I'm not talking about the inside of the shed. That's a totally different story. But the outside of the shed. So when you look out of this house, it's out of this kitchen, you see a neglected shed. And I don't know what happened yesterday. Maybe it had been the continuous, some would call it nagging, suggestions from my wife that the shed needed attention. But yesterday morning, I went and bought some paint. In fact, the day before yesterday, I went to buy some paint, but the paint shop in town didn't have the paint that could be used to restore the color that was already on the shed, and I didn't want to paint the shed a completely new color. So off I went to the second outlet of Pat O'Donnell's paints in Cork. Now I know Pat O'Donnell's paints to be the best paint shop in Cork because the people in it are very, very nice and they seem to have just about every paint you could possibly want. So with Louis on the lead, I went into Pat O'Donnell yesterday morning and I got paint and I went down and had coffee and an almond croissant in a place called Marina Market. Now this, it is relevant that the sun was shining. It was the warmest day of the year. And it kept shining all day until maybe 4 o'clock. And then it began to do a tiny bit of precipitation. But I spent the day painting the shed, having procrastinated, avoided, neglected doing it for 2 years. Well, what I mean by 2 years is that it could really have done with the painting last year, last spring. But it didn't get one from me or from anybody else. And the last person who painted this shed wasn't me. It was somebody I outsourced the job of painting this shed to. It's green. I'll attach a photo. The work isn't... Oh, it took hours. Oh, yeah. But I even painted the back of the shed, which you can't see. So I painted that in order to protect it. Not to get rid of the eyesore. That wasn't strictly speaking necessary because nobody would see the back of the shed. But I squeezed in behind, in between the wall and the shed. And I used up all the paint that I already had. So I didn't need to go and buy more paint yesterday morning. But I sort of feel that if I hadn't gone and bought more paint, I wouldn't have painted the shed yesterday. Yesterday was a tremendous day. Ireland beat Scotland in rugby in one of the best matches that I can remember between the two countries. And unfortunately, England lost to France by some ridiculous score like 47-46. Sounds to me more like a netball score or basketball score. So I'm looking out the window with a cup of tea, which I'm not yet drinking, admiring the shed, and saying to myself, there are only a few bits of it that need a second coat. And there were a few bits up on the roof of the shed, or near the roof of the shed, that I wasn't able to reach yesterday, and I'm going to have to get a chair or something, because I don't think we have a small step ladder anymore. We did have one once. Goodness knows where it's gone to. So paint. Actually, I'm very, very pleased. I really am. And I'm admiring my own work and thinking, that almost looks like a new shed. Now, don't ask me what's inside the shed. Back to the studio.